Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly. This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast, Fritzy. We keep saying everything's okay. We keep saying the season is back on. It's fine. It is.
Yeah.
It's fine. We made it to fine. We're good. How you doing, Val?
I'm doing great. I'm doing legitimately great. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. They've stabilized. They've righted the ship. They are clearly evolving into a very, very good baseball team. Like, that's like my biggest takeaway the last week, because we didn't do one during the Mariners series, whatever. But the biggest takeaway the last week is that you see all the makings of them developing into a top tier team in baseball. Are the Braves insane? Sure. You know, the Mets, I think, are fine. But, like, we said, 2 weeks ago, we'll wake up a month from now and there'll be a couple games over 500 and everything's going to be fine. Like, the biggest thing from the weekend was obviously Wheeler and Nola looking like Wheeler
and
Nola.
No doubt.
But you look at the rest of the staff and it's like Taiwan Walker avoiding major injuries, huge.
Big time. Forearm tightness. It's like,
Second time they've gotten away with forearm tightness not turning into something bigger.
I know. Evan Wheeler.
And Ranger.
And Ranger 2-3 because it was Wheeler last year.
And then you factor in Ranger coming back. And then you look at the bullpen, and it's like, how many times in your Phillies fandom lifetime, which I know goes back to the 80s,
the WizKids and whatnot,
and blowing the pennant,
exactly, 64, it was tough.
But how many times have you been like, I got four guys at the back of the bullpen that close out game, and can legitimately hand the ball to them, and on most nights, they're going to get the job.
Pretty much never. Like, 08,
never.
Like even, they weren't in closer guys, yeah.
But even 08,
never.
Even 08, it was like Romero could, I guess.
Yeah, but not really. Like, now you got like four. I mean, Soto has given up like one hit in his last, like, whatever it is. Like, he hasn't given up a hit like a month or whatever. I mean, these guys are unbelievable, or 2 weeks, whatever.
Right.
Like, this, it is the, and Alvarado, I mean, when was the last time we had the best reliever in baseball? Never.
Oh, wait.
Never. I get, yeah, sure, like numbers-wise, but was Brad Lidge, like pitch for pitch, the single best reliever in baseball that year?
Mariano
best numbers.
Still
exactly. Like, Jose Alvarado is the best reliever in baseball, man. He is the guy, if you had to say, all right, I need to get one guy out in one spot, you put Jose Alvarado on the mound. Like, that's crazy, dude.
I know, especially because
I'm talking to baseball.
I'm aware. It's unbelievable.
It's wild.
And then you look at, obviously, the lineup, and the home run thing is annoying. The runner scoring position thing is kind of annoying. But at the same time, like, they're getting the MVP. they're getting,
unbelievable.
They're
dude.
Getting Bryce Harper back possibly tomorrow. So, like, possibly freaking tomorrow, we're going to have Bryce Harper back in our lives. And we thought it was going to be the first half of the year he's going to be gone. So
we predicted June 10th originally.
And that was like, you guys are insane. No way.
Like, wow, that's way too early.
So it's just like, you look at how every single aspect of the team, like, Thompson has clearly found a little bit of a feel here for this team. And it's just like, I'm almost back to being, like, stress-free.
Look at you.
Phillies Jack.
You're just
like,
there.
Like, they'll lose games, whatever, but that doesn't mean, like, the entire foundation of my life is crumbling. So I think that's been a big improvement.
I'm happy we've reached that point. Yeah.
Because the first week was very frustrating. And they went 1-5, whatever, and, like, every aspect of the team looked terrible. And they've just righted the ship, and, you know, it feels like people obviously are focused on the Eagles, they're focused on the Sixers, and the Phillies are kind of, like,
flying under the radar.
And what I think people are missing while they're flying under the radar is that before our eyes, they're developing into a good baseball.
Look at you.
Ugh, it's good to be back.
You are fully in your thing right now.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
I love it. And look, they beat a good team this weekend. You know, it'd been some series against, I guess, the Mariners are a good team, but, you know, not necessarily the toughest competition in baseball. And going to Houston, winning two games, to your point, the Wheeler and Nola thing, we'll get to that in a sec. But quickly on Harper, has a chance if he does come back tomorrow, which, I mean, absurd, like, it's absurd to say this. It'll be 160 days post-surgery. The next fastest in the history of the sport is 182 days. Harper has a chance to be more than 3 weeks faster than he was ever returned from this injury. It is insane, Jack.
Besides Womack, right?
No, Womack was 182.
Oh, I thought he was like 150.
No,
okay.
Tony Womack was 182 games. He is, to date, the fastest it has ever happened, and he's by a bit. After that is Jay Buhner at 207, and then Carl Crawford at 221. So Harper has a chance to just, like,
obliterate it.
Like, really, it is. And granted, you know, he's coming back to DH, so a little different than maybe someone had to come back and play the field or whatever type of thing. But, I mean, it's unheard of. It's unprecedented. Like, this has never happened before. Like, our dude.
Do you think it was the Tommy John surgery that forced Steinbrenner to trade Jay Buhner? Do you think that's what it was?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
How could you trade Jay Buhner? Yes.
Right. Do you know who they traded Jay Buhner for? I believe I'm right about this. I think I know the name. I'm probably wrong, but I think there is a name that's sticking out in my head, so I'm going to go for it.
And it ended up being a really good player, I think?
No.
Oh, it was a terrible player?
Ken Phelps is the name in my head. I'm going to check it.
But all right, well, that, I mean, 90s baseball seems like your wheelhouse, so I won't question it. But, like, yeah, Bryce, like Bryce Harper coming back to this team as fast as he is, and I know there's this concern out there of, like, well, they're rushing him back. It was Ken Phelps. Good. proud of you. But, like, the fact that like, the rushing back thing, I just think is kind of, it doesn't really matter when he still has to get cleared by
cleared.
A doctor.
Like, yeah, the doctor's not going to be like, you know what? It's fast. I'm just going to let you go for it, man. Like, no, he has to pass medical clearances. If he passes them, he's allowed to play. Like, this is not, I don't understand why people are like,
and I just
don't rush back.
Yeah, well, and I just don't get it from the standpoint of, like, well, he's cleared, but let's just sit him for an extra month to make sure. Like, well, what are we doing here? Like, of course, he can come back and re-aggravate or whatever, and that would stink. But at the same time, it's just like the doctor still has to do his job. Like, he's obviously risking his medical profession.
Absolutely.
To be like, you know what? Yeah, you got it.
Go for it.
Yeah, you'd be all right. You'd be all right. So, yeah, it's just, it's ridiculous. And he obviously he's pushing for it. Like, it's not like he's not attacking rehab, but you can't, like, magically make a elbow tendon get back together fast. Like, there's just nothing you can, he's just a fast healer.
Yeah.
He's just a fast healer. It's as simple as that. So I can't wait. And just adding him into the lineup and looking at how they go top to bottom. Like, obviously, the Turner start has been the start was good. The last 2 weeks have been annoying.
Yeah, 2 weeks. He's had a couple bad weeks.
Yeah,
a couple horrible weeks.
Yeah,
we're just like horrendous weeks.
260.
Yeah.
So you go top to bottom, and it's just like everyone kind of gets better from it. You know, you already are having the Marsh breakout, the bone breakout, even though he's in a bit of a slump, but whatever. Mm-hmm. He's too good to not do that. Stott, I feel like, is almost slump-proof because his at-bats are so good.
He is as tough in a bat as there is in baseball right now. I mean, maybe Larisa Wise, yeah. 438!
I know.
In May 1st!
I know. And then Schwarber doesn't have to bat three, so you can kind of bump him down if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, I think part of Turner's thing, like, just adding, like, for 2 years when he batted, whatever, he's batted over 300 the last 2 years, 330, I believe, in 21. He's had Freddie Freeman right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're adding Bryce Harper right behind him. Mm-hmm. I love Kyle Schwarber, but, like,
he's not Bryce Harper.
He's not Freddie Freeman. So I just think that now the problem with Turner is that he's still getting a lot of fastballs and not doing much against them. So it's not like he's going to see more fastballs. But I do think that having Bryce behind him is going to make him feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah. And also just the pressure of coming in and getting $300 million and Harper being out. I mean, you know, it's like, all right, I got to not only come in, I'm the big money guy, but I got to pick up the slack. Like, hey, I know you like to steal this now.
Now I steal.
Athletes are humans. They go through stuff, you know? It's your thing now, I heard. You know, people tweeting at me or using it all on your own, not crediting me. No big deal. Whatever.
Well, in my defense, I don't know how else to say it. In my defense of Trey Turner.
Well, the funny thing about it is that we were just talking about something where it's like, you know, I have the athletes are humans thing. There might have to be a corollary to it. Bryce Harper might not be human.
Right.
Like that. So he might not be part of this.
Speaking of infringement upon each other's bits, I believe that you tweeted this yesterday.
So you know what's funny is when I tweeted this, I literally, as I was tweeting it, I was thinking, I'm like, this is such a Jack tweet.
Cody Clemens has to be the best performance by a Clemens in Houston ever.
I couldn't help myself.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting how you could accuse me of being a bit stealer.
It's a good call.
When you literally did the exact same thing. That's so we're stealing each other's bits now. It's good. But Bryce definitely might not be human. Like, I don't, I can't believe he's going to be back. And I can't believe that on Friday night we have a chance to see Joel Embiid get his MVP and we get a chance to see Bryce Harper take the you know, obviously his first at bat as
citizens,
of this year. Like, it's, like, I mean, Friday night at unless the Sixers go down 0-2.
It'd be a little less fun there.
It'll be a little less fun.
I should say when the Sixers go down
0-2. No, they got this for sure. Definitely 100%. But it could be melt our faces. It could melt our faces on Friday. Yeah. So I can't wait. And I just think that, like, you look at top to bottom now, like, I don't know who they put, they obviously put Castellanos behind him now. Mm-hmm. I love how that was like, that'd be considered like a hot take a month ago.
Oh, now it's like obviously.
Obviously, he's 100% back.
He's freaking best hitter on the team.
So,
no big deal.
So you put Schwarber 5 and then JT 6. Then you put Bohm, I guess, 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stupid. It's a stupid, stupid lineup.
Well, it makes a big difference. Like, it really does. Because like, they've hit well, like we talked about. They've just, you know, not as much power and not come through with runners on base. But, you know, it's been a really solid lineup in terms of numbers across the sport. But they've been missing that dude in the middle. They've been missing the guy who can give them that power, give them those big at-bats, and just changes the whole complexion of the lineup. It changes everything.
Yeah, and the run scoring position thing is annoying. So hopefully Bryce being back.
And we think somewhat fluky. You know, I mean, at least I think. If it's still happening a month and a half from now, we'll have another discussion.
Right.
You know, at the moment, I feel okay.
Now, the one thing that's probably not going to change is, like, the home run thing. I mean, Schwarber will hit more.
Sure.
Harper coming back up. But, like, you look up and down the lineup, it's not like they have like a bunch of 30 home run guys.
No,
they had three with Hoskins.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's really just Schwarber and Harper are your power. I mean, you got a bunch of guys who'll hit, you know, between 15 and 25 maybe, you know, whether it's JT or Bohm or Trey, or these guys are generally going to end up in that range. But you're right, man. Like, they only have two big boppers on the team. So Derek Hall goes down, Reese goes down. I mean, at least if Hall's in there, you can count on him for some power.
Well,
Cody Clemens.
Cody Clemens.
But you're right. Like, it is. Look, but I mean, we did say, I remember many times on this specific podcast talking about the 2018 Boston Red Sox and how much we love them spraying the ball around the field and putting it in play. And we want a team that just gets hits. I mean, we got a team that gets hits.
I know, and I was just gonna bring that up because they look like a more connected offense.
Yeah, they really do.
Like early in the season, it was a lot of swinging first pitch. You know, no one looked like they were kind of on the same page. And I know it's hard for like an offense in baseball to totally look like they need to be in sync.
Mm-hmm.
But the way their at bats have changed, I feel like in the last week, like since April 23rd, their strikeout rate is 21%. Which is pretty low.
Yeah.
You know, they were like 27% the first couple weeks. Like, it was a lot of strikeouts.
Yeah.
A lot of strikeouts. So they're doing a much better job of putting the bat on the baseball. And I just think that it kind of just infiltrates the whole lineup. And it was this guy, Matt, on Twitter DM'd me. And he was like, have you noticed that Marsh, Bohm, and someone else, like all of their, it might have not been Bohm, but like some of their key guys here, like all their launch angles are down. Like 7 degrees or whatever.
Really?
So it's like maybe it's a whole concerted effort.
It's like a philosophical thing that they've done.
With no shift.
Smart.
Even though there's still some shortstops that are basically playing behind. Yeah. It makes me annoyed. Can you just go play shortstop? Just go play freaking shortstop. But whatever. But it seems like they've really worked on flattening everyone's bat path out. And then, you know, eventually the home runs will get there. But they want to make sure they're good hitters first.
Well, and also, nice. Like, honestly,
besides Schwarber,
but if that's a philosophy that you can, you know, carry out through the season and start to get more hits when runners are on base, that's a playoff winning type of philosophy. I mean, we talk about that every year when it comes down to October, November, and yeah, the Phillies hit a lot of home runs last year, but I mean, you win in October by getting big hits, by putting the ball in play, by moving runners over, by doing all those type of things when it's colder, when pitching matters more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is, you know, not to get ahead of ourselves, but, you know, this could be the type of offense you want to see in October.
Well, it's the exact opposite of what the Yankees have done for the last couple years, which is just like, let's get a bunch of home run guys.
Judge and Stanton and Rizzo. And exactly.
So,
exactly.
And I just, I fundamentally believe that this is a better brand of winning baseball that's more sustainable. The Astros, for the last 5 years, obviously they've been to five ALCSs. They've had the lowest strikeout rate in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And they've always prioritized contact.
And it's not a bunch of power hitters. Well, it's like Jordan and like Kyle Tucker at 30, whatever. But like, it's not like they've got a bunch of dudes hitting the ball out of the ballpark. I mean, they're a bunch of Dubones and, you know, those type of guys getting on base, getting hits.
By the way, sorry, it ruined his little DiMaggio streak. That's our thing.
I know.
It's our thing. Don't try to take that,
yes,
Houston.
That's our thing. Yeah, that's right.
You guys ruined it with Stoddy because we had to play a doubleheader.
That's a good point.
So we had to ruin Dubon.
It's only fair.
Yeah, it's only fair. And even Jordan's like a 300 level hitter. Like, he's stupid. It was nice not having him in the lineup game one. It was so funny. Was it not like so eerie, everything that was similar between game one and game six?
Oh my God, it was so weird, dude.
It was like the Sosa ball.
Yeah.
You had Schwarber off of Framber. Mm-hmm. You had the Phillies pitcher going deep into the game.
Yep.
You had Alvarado on the mound. The club. Like, it just, there's so many little things that was like,
well, it was the whole weekend. You couldn't get past it all. Like, every time Wheeler faced Jordan, all I could think about was like, oh, what if he got to face him last time? You know, like, it was like so many of these things.
They let him finish out the sixth yesterday.
I know. They sure did, buddy. Let's not forget.
Crazy concept.
But it was
weird.
It was eerie. It was weird. I'll be honest, I didn't like it. And thank God we won 2 or 3, but I did not like it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I don't like that place.
I didn't like it. And I love the, by the way, Cocky Castellanos is it's so funny.
It's great.
It's like, there he is.
There's that guy we thought we were getting.
But him being like, yeah, they waved the World Series ring in our faces, and we took that like a little personally.
we took that personally.
It's like, nice. Yeah. That's our guy. And good. I will say that the Phillies lineup, it was definitely I was more scared of it than I was the Houston lineup. I know they're missing out too, but I know.
Well, yeah, but once they get down to the bottom, yeah, like Myers, I know he's homer, but like all these dudes.
Atrocious.
Yeah.
Martin Maldonado can't hit. And, like, can we stop trying to hit Martin Maldonado?
I know. Like, just let him put it in play, man. Just throw it over the plate.
He's probably not going to hurt you.
Yeah, I feel very confident about challenging Martin Maldonado.
Yeah, so it was eerie.
All right. I want to get back to Castellanos and some other stuff, but you started mentioning this, and it should. It's, you know, my fault. 16 minutes in. The biggest thing that happened this weekend was Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler. For the first time this season, those two dudes looked like the guys we hope to see and to the point we've made many times, need to see if this team is going to get where we want them to get. Also against a great team, obviously some extra motivation going into Houston and all that. What do you think about the performances from Nola and Wheeler?
So I think the interesting thing that we're going to have to learn with Nola is that we might be dealing with a diminished velocity version of him, but that doesn't mean he's like a bad pitcher. And I thought it was interesting. He was like 89 to 91 ish, and then at one point he threw like an 83 mile an hour cutter, and I was like, "Hold on, could I pitch?" Anyway,
no, still no.
But with the diminished velocity, I did think his command was like back to being otherworldly. So my hope is that he was trying to overthrow early in the season and still trying to be 93-94, and that caused him to miss his spots and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we saw on Friday was, I feel like, well, besides like his curveballs that like ended up out of the zone at some point, but like I feel like he didn't miss a spot when it came to his fastball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was able to pitch it down. He's able to be up in the zone with it. I thought his changeup worked really well off of it. Even though the other thing I don't get, there were so many questions off of that Aaron Nola start, because all of a sudden it's like 83 mile an hour cutter, 89 mile an hour fastball, curveball kind of out of the zone at 77, but then it was like an 87 mile an hour changeup. It's like, well, hold on. like, where are we at with what are we doing here? So maybe, again, and that makes me feel like it's more concerted to like not try to overthrow stuff. You're not a power pitcher. Be your 90 miles an hour and get outs that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I was never a fan of him, but Kyle Hendricks was a good pitcher for a while.
Yeah, he was.
Like 88 miles an hour. Sure. So, I mean, it's a bit like late 90s, early 2000s-ish of Nola.
Well, there are a lot of guys who have done that. I mean, Glavin, Glavin was always
Maddux is obviously the...
Yeah, there are a bunch of guys.
Poster child. But I just think that maybe the 93-mile-an-hour Nola is gone, and it's more like 89 to 91, and then, you know, but the command just gets way better so that everything kind of works better off of that. So... it was definitely a good step forward. I believe more in, like, I'd rather have command Nola than stuff Nola. So I'm interested to see how it keeps going forward. But I was thinking that on Friday, it was like, we might just have to deal with that he's throwing 89 now, you know, and whatever. Zach Wheeler, I thought was great. Like both of those guys look like they've got their command back, which is what they needed. because Zach Wheeler, the velocity stuff was a concern. You know, being 94 in the fifth was annoying, but it was also the command was all over the place. Mm-hmm. And he was, you know, it was that one inning, he walked three mm-hmm. batters. Like, mm-hmm. that's not what Zach Wheeler's done here. So both of those guys, I felt like they got their command back, and it was one start, we get it, but it looks more like they're back on being on the track they are to you know, the ace level performance we expect.
Yeah, and again, this is as important a thing as it could happen with this team. Like, this team is not going anywhere if those two guys are not great. You know, in terms of
yes.
winning the World Series, which is the goal of the season. We got a little off track to start the season, but two more wins was the mantra, was the ethos of this team, and I think that is still there. And without those two guys, it's not happening.
If you had to guess, what do you think Zach Wheeler's ERA is?
Actually, I'll bet you it's pretty low. Because I'm trying to think of his starts. Like, he's been bad, but he hasn't gotten shelled in any of them. I think there are some unearned runs in the one. I'll go with, like, a 3-1.
3-2-6.
Yeah.
Hey. I was like, I was like, for all the, and I've been one of them, like, worried about Wheeler. It's like, well, he's still pretty good. Still pretty good.
Still pretty nasty.
So, it was just so reassuring to see those guys, like, okay. Because you just said it, but like the lineup can be getting a ton of hits and Harper can come back and they can produce. The bullpen, we can finally have our lockdown guys. But if those guys weren't giving you 6-7 innings and then the bullpen has to be used in those starts mm-hmm. more, then it hurts, obviously, the bullpen because they have to cover for Falter, Strom, and Tywin Walker. You know, he's, he has some length, but most of those three are usually 5-inning pitchers. Yeah. So then they had to carry, the bullpen would have to carry the rest. But those guys being able to go out there and give the bullpen a rest for a day or two, like, that's imperative given the stretch that they have upcoming now, which is like Dodgers, Red
Sox.
Yeah,
they got some games coming up.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do, buddy.
Well, it's a show me time.
Yeah, and that was a great series for it, to your point, though. Like, Nola gives them 8, Wheeler goes over 6, and then yesterday, even though they lose that game, they get important innings from, like, Brogdon. We talked about that on the last pod, about maybe Brogdon be this guy where it's like a 4-2 game and you're losing and you're not going to use your best guys, but you also just don't want to concede a baseball game. Like, mm-hmm. we saw Girardi do so many times. Like, all right, guess I'm losing this one. Rosso, go out and get him. You know what I mean? Like that was big. Like, they didn't end up coming back, but the bullpen kept them in that game, and we've seen the Phillies lose that game 8-2 so many times.
Well, and future legend here, Luis Ortiz.
Yeah, buddy. Dude, he's been great.
Luis Ortiz is good.
All he does is get outs, man. You said it when he first pitched. I was like, I don't know who this guy is. And you're like, kind of, you're a little Giants fan, whatever. He's been good, man. He's been, like, legitimately solid for this team.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, please.
It feels good to get at least one right.
I know.
It's been a tough year for my bullpen takes. Besides, like, well, Kimbrel actually ended up being good. It's been
Soto's turn, you know, that was a
Soto's
good
great. Yeah, Soto's good. But, like, guys, for the under-the-radar guys, I needed a win.
Need a hit.
I needed a win. McKinley Moore crushed my soul.
Yeah.
Hold on. Junior's on his
Junior.
Way back. He's on his way back. Oh, man. He's nasty. I can't wait.
I think they
you guys
did.
Are
we
all, you
that.
Guys
they did
are
him
all
going
to be sick.
They did him dirty.
You guys are all going to be sick when he's got a 2 ERA in like a month.
It's going to be great.
No, I'm going
to
be.
You have to a lot of work to get to a 2 ERA.
Dude, it's funny. Stranthony's always been disgusting the last like. Dude, his ERA is still
like
5.5.
Or something.
Yeah, I think
I
it's 6 on that.
I know. No.
So, well,
that's what's so funny with relievers, because that can happen where you have like a couple bad outings to start the season, and then you literally spend the entire season trying to get back to like a 3.
Yeah, nuts. Exactly. But they need guys that cannot let games get out of hand.
Yep.
And they found the 4 when they have leads. It's over. I mean,
it's as good as I remember here, like you said.
But they need the guys that can, you know, keep the game close. And Luis Ortiz and Brogdon feel like they're kind of developing the guys that can be those kind of pitchers for this team. And Ortiz, like, specifically, like, obviously against the Mariners when they came back, mm-hmm. he kept that game where it was for 2 innings and gave the offense time. Last night, kept the game 4-3, you know, which was good to see. So, big Luis.
He's really good.
Well, he's 95, and then it makes it so hard because his slider is about 80.
Yeah.
So it's just hard to get timing down on him. So I'm curious. I'm curious to see.
He's done everything asked of him so far. Like, he's been very, very solid for this team. So, yeah, dude, I'm with you. Who knew it? Luis Ortiz coming in saving the season.
Hold on, man. Andrew Vasquez has an ERA of 2.
Look at that.
He's mop up.
Yeah, he's the mop-up guy. That's exactly what he is. And look, you need mop-up guys.
Yeah.
I want to get to the lineup in a sec, but the Strom thing. Because again, Strom, since the last time we talked, goes out, shoves again.
I know.
This guy has been phenomenal as a starting pitcher. Really, on that one bad outing, was it Cincinnati, I think, where he kind of got out of control. But
even that was, he got pulled,
that was,
and then it was a
homer. And he could have stayed in the game. They had a shot. Bilotti ended up making it way worse. So look, we both agree that he makes the most sense to go to the bullpen. He gives them a lot of options there and all that. Ranger on his way back, doing rehab assignments. Theoretically, shouldn't be too long. Probably piggybacks Ranger to start. But what do you say to a lot of Phillies fans who are going to be like, why is Matt Strom leaving the rotation? He's better than Bailey Falter.
So here's what they can do.
Yes.
Just send Falter down.
Wow.
I mean, they can.
So you're thinking maybe you keep Strom up there. Oh, I mean, he's been nasty.
He's been great.
He's been great. He's given him like between 5 and 6. He's like, you know, doing better than most fist starters would do.
So the question, what they can, all right, it almost turns into a math equation, right? So what brings them more value? Matt Strom being able to give them 2 innings 3 times a week,
or 5 to 6 innings. Once to twice a week, depending on how.
Which brings them more value?
It's a great question.
And I think that's what they're gonna have to do. But if they love what Strom's doing as a starter, and given what they got with the bullpen right now, so we just talked about Luis Ortiz and Brogdon, and then you talk about the four that you trust in big spots. Like, I don't totally know where Strom does fit in. You know, like, I don't know what his role becomes.
Long man.
He's too good to be a long man.
Yeah, he's too good.
So maybe he just provides more value as a starter. Now, what they could do is they could piggyback him a Falter when Ranger gets back if they wanted. But at the same time, like I was thinking about that, like maybe they can just send down Falter and keep Strom in the rotation and keep the bullpen the same way and go from there. And hopefully Strom can kind of keep his up. Maybe you luck into
like a dynamite fist starter.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Dude, he's really so good. Like
he's great. He's great. And he competes and he's fun to watch. And dude, like, he gives a crap. Like,
they have so many guys. Like, I've already envisioned in my head. Which you know is a dangerous spot.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Very dangerous.
But I've already envisioned, like, it's the 5th inning of some nighttime playoff game at Citizens Bank Park. Rally towers are going crazy. They have, like, a 2-0 lead. Runners are 1st and 2nd in the 5th. And Strom strikes out the last guy, and he just goes nuts.
His fist.
Like, just goes nuts running off the mound. He has, like, there's so many guys on this team that have a chance to be such legends here.
Yeah, I know.
And we saw a lot of it last year. Mm-hmm. But, like, you add in Stromy now.
Man,
like Cocky Castellanos is back, which is like a difference maker. Cody Clemens.
Who knows?
The next Matt Stairs. Like, there's just so many guys that, like, are just, like, Alvarado developing into more and more of a legend.
Yeah.
Apparently, he has like 18 cups of coffee.
Saw that. No one's more beaned up than the Phillies. Don't forget.
It's so funny. It's such a great quote.
It's the funniest thing ever.
Part of the Strom thing, part of everyone, part of Castellanos, like, they're back to being our guys again,
yeah,
which is good.
Yeah.
Because the first week was a hard spot to be in.
It was not. We were hating them.
You guys are back to being losers.
No, it's like after the off season of just love and excitement. Like, way to go, guys. Thanks for that. But
they're back.
They're back. They are. And I'm with you on Strom. I mean, the dude had 2 double-digit plus strikeouts already. What are we doing?
And he competes, dude. That's what I love about him.
That's my favorite. I'm so with you. Like, I feel like every pitch he throws, he's competitive with.
Which is so weird because I have a nasty amount of confidence in Matt Strom.
Which
there's all this history should tell you should not have that much confidence in him.
Yeah.
I just like, dude, I just trust him to go out there, first off, compete obviously, but also like do a good job.
Yeah.
And it's wild because I have picked up and dropped Matt Strom.
Same.
Six
so many
for
times.
6 years.
Even as a Padre, exactly. Like, yep.
6 years I've done this with him.
Yep.
Everything suggests don't trust him. But I trust them.
Yeah, I do too. And look, credit to the Phillies in general with their development of guys. I mean, Pache got hurt, which who'd have thunk? Christian Pache would get hurt.
I was
be
crushed.
All like, no! Devastating, right? Because like, but like the changes like that. I mean, Marsh, what they've done in a year. Obviously, what he's done with Long. I mean, with Stott, and you know, on the pitching side, these developments we're seeing. It's been really impressive what this coaching staff has done with these guys.
No, I mean, Kevin Long again
is like,
I just, he is not like, they can never, if he wants to, if he can go, I don't know why I'm struggling to get this out and I sound like an
never
idiot.
Leave is what you're saying,
but if, last year he was up for the Blue Jays managerial job, I believe, like, just you
pay
gotta
him extra,
pay him whatever it takes.
Yeah, he's like, Stoutland. He's a Philly Stoutland.
Exactly.
Lifetime contract.
He is Jeff Stoutland.
I will pay you what they pay the head coaches. Just stay.
Yeah,
I agree.
Oh, the Eagles tried to do that with Gannon. So.
Yeah, well, that was a good thing, though. They missed out on that. That
But yeah, like, he is, and I know people would be like, whoa, Turner. It's like, first off, those guys are established.
Yes. It's the look at the young guys.
It's not about.
Yes.
And, I mean,
let's be honest, right?
They made a bunch of adjustments to Castellanos.
Yeah.
And
but it's harder. The point is, like, it's harder to guys who are set in their ways, who've had success in baseball, it's harder to change what they're doing. You know?
So I'm sorry, Kevin, but I hope you like Philadelphia.
Yeah, you better.
Because I haven't thought about a world in which Kevin Long's not my hitting coach. Yeah. And I won't let that world exist. Well, I will start whatever it takes. He's more important than a lot of the whatever free agents are out there. He's more important than.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
So it's just, but yeah, like Ani being brought in, I think he's been great at finding the under the radar kind of guys. Like, I feel like that's a strong move.
Yep.
Is Ani. Luis Ortiz, 100%. That's an Ani move. You know, like he's Andrew Bilotti last year.
Yep.
And then you have obviously Dombrowski just like, wow, we'll pay Trey Turner to be our shortstop. You know what I mean? So like they have a lot of the aspects covered. Rob Thompson, I know people are freaking out, and he was bad the first week and a half, 2 weeks of the year. Kids clearly found a feel for this team. Mm-hmm. He's back to like they're just back. I don't know how else to tell it, but they're just back. They're back.
Speaking of back, let's do a little more on Castellanos.
Yes.
I mean, I texted you. It was before the game on Sunday. I just texted you a slash line. It was like 320, 380, 515 or whatever it was. I don't know where it's at now. But, I mean, like, and thank God, all right? Because not only, you know, did we shill for him before he came here and tell everyone how great he was and then, you know, look like idiots last year. But then we doubled down and said he's going to be all right. Don't freak out. Thank God. That's really all I have to say, Jack. Thank freaking God he's back.
Yeah. Because it was not a good spot to be in with him. And, you know, I don't like the recent trends of players who've been great for a decade coming here and struggling in their first year.
It's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Why? Why does this have to happen?
I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but athletes are humans.
That's a good point. A lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot
going on. It's true.
So, you know, but Castellanos, it was like, all right, he's getting some singles. You know, it's getting a little like doubles, but it's still not exactly driving the baseball. I mean, that home run he hit on Saturday was just like a tank.
Yeah, dude. Like
I didn't know
he'd crushed it.
Ever see that from Castellanos
like
again.
Over the left field wall, just smoked it.
Whoa. You're all excited about Cassie.
Bleep that out.
Get excited about Cassie. You're dropping F-bombs.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, Phils are back, man. Phils are back. Just self dropping F-bombs in a positive way. I just don't understand how you do that. And he also on the radio all the time, but you don't ever curse
ever
on the radio.
Curse other, never.
I just think it's the same kind of, anyway.
Kinda, except it's not.
I know
that I won't get fired if I curse here, whereas there I, you know, theoretically could. So
I mean, Castellanos, and he almost hit a ball. He fouled it like straight back last night, but it was like, he was like, damn. I
saw that. It was his first at bat, and he was like, he knew he had it. It was like, I could have crushed that ball, and he didn't. Yeah.
So it's
swagger.
It's real. Yeah. You know, it's now, I could understand 2 weeks ago, it was still a lot of weak contact. Like, you know, I'll see it when I believe it. But now he roped a ball on, I think it was Saturday, that Jake Meyer just ran down and caught. Mm-hmm. But the ball was just, no, I think it's Friday. But the ball was just smoked. So, we're getting the 2020 version of Castellanos, which I didn't.
Well, 2019, he sucked in 2020. 2021.
No, 2021.
Thank you.
Great in 2021. Yeah.
I thought you said 2020.
No, 2020.
Because he had
a disaster.
Down year in 2020. Yes.
Last year was his 2020.
2021.
Now we're getting 2021.
Boom.
Bang. good. And it's such a game changer. I think we talked about this last pod, but like when Hoskins went down, or before Hoskins went down, I was like, yeah, Castellanos being back would be a cherry on top.
Mm-hmm.
Now when Hoskins went down, I was like, well, now it's imperative that he's back.
Yeah.
And now you start thinking about, okay, I'm adding Bryce back to a lineup with, I think JT has turned a corner. Cassidy has turned a corner. Schwarber, I just never worried about him.
It'll happen. Just wait for it.
Deep breaths.
It'll happen.
Stott's obviously great. Turner, I'm waiting for. Like, I would.
But
be...
he'll come. Turner will come.
Yeah. It's just like
After watching Cassidy last year.
We did the same thing with Cassidy. I was like, it's going to happen.
It took him a while to get going. No, it's fair.
Like, look at the back of the baseball card. Yeah. Well, I did that all last year with Castellanos, and he was terrible.
That's
so
a good point.
I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But after what we've been through, I'm not locked it's going to happen. So
I think that's fair.
I hope that by the All-Star break, he gets back. But it's just the lineup. And then Bohm, obviously, and Marsh, who's, I think, still leading the NL in OPS. But whatever. I think it's just they're so good, and they're only getting better.
Yeah. And again, I think to your point that you've said, you know, not just are they back, but it feels like they finally believe they're back.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It feels like there's a confidence to the team. They're playing with the swagger and a confidence that we didn't see the first week and a half, 2 weeks of the season.
Like, even though they lost last night, they could have easily won that game. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Like, they had runners in first and second with the
no
sixth
outs.
With Turner.
Yeah, with no outs.
So.
No outs.
It's okay.
No outs.
Everything's fine. They took to it.
It is fine. It's good. We're good.
They took
it's exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Even Jake Cave had three hits on Saturday.
A miracle. This is the most miracle thing that's happened all season.
Oh, he responded to the Pache.
Yeah, he did. That's true. Who'd have thunk it?
I know.
Pache.
It's like, of course, like I just said, he has start every day, and like millisecond later, it's like, ah, they're torn his meniscus.
I know.
But it was cool to see Alex
the team kind of
the coffee story about like everyone's hugging him, you know.
Well, it's particularly cool in that, you know, we knew it, we saw it last year, but I mean, you know, how long are the entirety of this podcast until last year? Really, until last October? It's like, oh, it'd be cool if like we had a team where everyone liked each other and a culture and. You know, seemed like they're having fun out there. It doesn't even seem like they're having a good time. It's like now we hear all these stories where it's like, you know, guys come here and are like, oh my God, like this is awesome. This is what I want. I've never felt embraced before. The stuff you were saying, like it's thrilling, honestly, it really is to like have a team that you feel like there's a real culture there and they like each other and they're having fun. Like it matters.
Well, and that's why like Stubbs, he gets a lifetime contract. Best. I don't care if he ever gets hit.
Beamed up.
I'm just telling you,
man,
that guy means a lot.
He does. I agree.
But then he found, like, dude, Marsh is such an energy guy.
Yeah, he
is. And like they needed those kind of guys with Maton being traded this offseason. Yeah. They needed the energy guys from the young players. And I, like Marsh just seems like such like a, just like a ball of energy ready to go all the time.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. It's refreshing.
It's refreshing.
We have a baseball team.
We got a baseball team. We got a dog now too.
Oh, I know. Major.
That's Major. He suffered his first loss. It was tough. But you 4-1.
4-1. Got the season back on track.
If they keep winning at that clip, they're going to be one of the better teams in the history of the sport. So.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's what they do under Rob Thompson in the Major era. Yeah.
It's a cute dog.
It's a cute dog.
Yeah, it's a good dog.
It's a good pup.
Good work.
Yeah.
All right. Take back.
All right. I got like two things. Because we covered everything else so far, and that's good. But, all right. I understand J.K. had 3 hits on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that in the year 2023, mm-hmm. a gray-haired man is still coming out to Till I Collapse by Eminem. Like, dude, that's a middle school 2006 hype song. It's
a great take by you.
Like,
it's a great
take. Like it's bad vibes. I'm telling you, it is a bad vibes walk. Like, what are you, 12? I mean, are you serious?
What a great take.
Like, you're still coming out to Till I Collapse. Like,
I really
dude, that was on
this.
Every middle school like hype up playlist. It's like, yeah, I get it. It's 15 years. 15 years still till I collapse? What's next? We ready? Like, come on. Wait, do you look in the mirror with Lose Yourself too? I mean, like,
you got one chance.
Yeah, I mean,
one
come
moment.
On, J.K. I mean, enough.
You're just a big Eminem guy.
I get it. I don't know. It's old. It's just old.
It's old.
If it was 2006, I'd get it.
Well, maybe it matches the fact that he looks like he's 40
I know,
when he's 30. He looks like he's 50. He looks older than me.
He looks way older than
right?
me.
Right? He does. Yeah. He looks way older than me. And I am a decade older than that.
How old is J.K.? He's 30, he's only 31.
He's like 30 or 31, I think.
Dude, he's 2 years older than me?
I'm almost positive he's like 30 or 31.
Wow.
You want to look it up?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Yeah, I'm almost positive.
Jake Cave?
I got Kevin Phelps right. Let's see if I can go 2 for
Jake
2.
Jake Cave age. Yeah, he's 30.
I told you, see? Right?
Wow.
I know.
No wonder he still has Till I Collapse.
I know.
Podcast song.
I know.
He is the oldest looking 30-year-old I've ever seen in my life.
It's ridiculous, right?
Wow.
Well, it's funny because I've said this, I'm sure, before, but I really appreciate Nelson Cruz because
he's keeping your hope alive.
He's the only person who has older than me in baseball, and I appreciate those guys. I never wanted Tom Brady to retire. Like, all the old guys keep playing because soon enough there's going to be no one in any of these sports that's older than me very soon. Jake Cave, I feel like at least someone looks older than me.
Right.
Way older. Way older.
Yes. Well, Cruz, I was watching the
it's unbelievable.
I was watching the Mexico City game yesterday, which is like,
my brother went.
Really?
Shout out to Peter. Yeah. So
he's
awesome. He's on vacation. They're doing Mexico and Costa Rica, and it just randomly they were in Mexico. He's like, well, I gotta go to the game. I'm like, yeah, you gotta go to the game.
I mean, the ball
said it was awesome. The park was amazing. It's like 20,000 people. He's sending me pictures. It looks awesome.
Well, and he said, and I guess like they're, it's basically like playing in Colorado.
Yeah. Oh, the Coors Field on steroids was the quote that I read. Literally, that was the exact quote.
Yeah,
and it was like 16-11 the one night there.
Yeah. Well, dude, it was funny because the over under. And I thought it was a glitch on FanDuel. It was 14.5. And I was like, dude, we got hammered the under, you know? And it was like, no, they're right. They went way over.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I had Nelson Cruz at a triple.
Yeah, he did.
I mean,
my guy.
Everything's going on.
Keep doing it, buddy. Keep doing it.
By the way, Costa Rica's incredible.
I'm jealous of Peter and his wife waiting for that one.
Anyway, And then my other thing to take back is that, did you notice?
Ooh.
Did you notice in the Mariners series, the start of what is going to be a new massive phenomenon at Citizens Bank Park?
Ooh.
Because it was the ninth inning. It was they had two outs.
Uh-huh.
And what did you start to hear rain down from a crowd that was rain-soaked and cold? But Jose chants.
Oh.
And I'm just saying, as this thing starts picking up more steam, and as he is now like the closer.
Yeah, he's the closer. Oh, this is great.
As we get full people back at the ballpark.
This is so good,
the
dude.
The whole crowd chanting, Jose,
I'm standing up for this. This is a standing ovation.
It's going to be incredible. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Wow.
The Mets going to have your little Timmy trumpets.
Yeah, it's...
Jose chants raining down at Citizens Bank Park is my new favorite vision.
I love this. I couldn't be more in on something. Honestly, there's nothing I'm more in on this world right now than this becoming a thing.
Yeah.
What a great call.
Yeah.
You.
Well, I shout out to the people at the stadium that thought of it before I did.
But you know, that's why you're the leader of a movement. You let people know that was the right thing to do. Great job, you guys. Now it's a thing.
Expound
now,
on it.
Yeah. Now we all do it.
Yes.
I love this.
It's going to be great.
It's great.
Poor Red Sox. They don't know what they're getting in for. Bryce's return and Jose chance. And Jake Cave coming out till I collapse.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, it's over.
It's sweep.
Yep.
Dodgers. Late games, buddy. Should be fun for your boy
over
here.
But what are you going to do? I mean, I think what you should do is you should nap.
Yeah, I'm probably going to sleep during the day and then stay up.
Yeah, and then just go straight
Sixers
to work.
Sixers playoff game tonight, not helpful. But, you know, I'm going to work it out, buddy. I'm going to figure it out.
Yep, so. That's what we do.
Yeah.
So, me and Walk will be up late watching it together. And
adorable.
Oh, it's so cute. yeah. So, late starts. Dodgers are weird this year. They're not
you look at the lineup and you're like, all right. You know,
people are still like, the Dodgers are great. Watch them.
Maybe not, dude. Maybe not. I mean, like, their starting rotation, everything really. It's really, you know. Dodgers.
It's not like you walk into last year and like you're shocked they took 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And could have swept.
No, you're right.
But it's more like, I think they can play with the Dodgers.
Like, I think the Phillies are probably a better roster right now than the Dodgers.
Plus a Trey Turner revenge spot.
Yeah, there it is. It's true.
Trey Turner revenge spot.
Yes, Trey Turner. It is wild, though.
Harper's traditionally towards the Dodgers. So
he has, yeah.
His first hit in the big leagues
Phillies,
was there.
The Phillies have had some recent success in LA.
Yeah, of course.
Last year.
As long as Knievel's not coming in.
Hector's not pitching, Knievel, we should be fine.
Yep. By the way, you know, Hector was interviewed last night on the broadcast. Uh-huh. And I was like, Hector, stop, man. You're still a Phil. Yeah, I know you're wearing the Astros stuff.
But enough. But,
come on. In your heart, you're looking across the league. Yeah, you're still a Phil.
Yeah.
Every time he's talking, I can still feel like,
feel it like the little wandering eye.
Yeah, he's still a Phil.
Yeah, I like that. He's been great with them.
I know.
All he does is get outs.
Classic. As long as he's not closing games, he's good.
He's great. Always. That's what we always
say. Imagine like the four guys we have at the back of the bullpen now, and then like also Hector Neris.
Can you imagine? Oh, because you know why? That could have happened. But instead, they signed Jeris Familia.
Yes. Well, listen. Dave gets one a year. The biggest.
Kimbrel looking okay, dude.
Well, that's the worst thing that could have happened so far is that Kimbrel's great.
God.
And then Dave's like, I'm back.
Right,
hold on.
The next six are going to be. Yeah.
Hold on. What are we giving up for Chris Sale? what are we giving up for Madison Bumgarner? Get me Mad Bum. Dude, if they
pull him out of the minors and bring him up here.
Come on, Mad Bum. You know he wants to. So you know he saw him get released.
He's like, oh.
You know he turned to Ani. He's like, what do you think?
That's a playoff pitcher right there.
That's
let me tell you.
That's a big game pitcher.
Yes.
You know he turned to Ani and was like, what do you think?
You still got anything left?
What do you think?
Can we fix that? What do you think?
Yeah, check the numbers.
Check the numbers.
We got 10:30 ERA.
All right. So Dodgers series.
Dodgers.
Nice off day on Thursday. We actually did record on an off day. I feel like we haven't done that like all year.
Yes.
That'll be nice. Relaxing day off, and then Boston.
Then Boston.
I can't wait.
There's a big Boston weekend.
Oh yeah, I didn't think about it. The double double. Look at this.
I know. I wanted to do the Philadelphia Tea Party.
I didn't think about it. You should do that.
Yep, by myself.
Yeah, you should. By yourself. Just walk and dump some tea in the water.
Maybe if Embiid wasn't hurt, I'd have more confidence.
Yeah, I know. It really does put a pall over the whole thing. It's really a shame. But, you know, Bryce, we lose one MVP so that another can return.
Yep.
See?
Exactly right.
All right. You got any final thoughts?
No. But I can't wait for the Dodger series. It's another show me series. I mean, like the Astros series was show me. Seattle was ish show me. But again, the Dodgers aren't great. They're still very good. So, you know, go out and prove how good you are to this fan base.
So, by the way, Gregory Soto has given up one hit in his last 36 batters faced.
Dude, their bullpen.
Is that good?
Their bullpen, this is on Friday, I think, but since April 20th, had like, they struck out like 24 and 20 innings, I think.
Wow. Just love it.
It's so weird. It's
so good to see.
It's very weird.
You don't hate to see it. All right.
They allowed one earned run in that whole time, too. Since April 20th, yeah. So.
Let's go. All right, should be a fun Dodgers series. Red Sox after that. We'll talk to you on Thursday. I feel like I just got something else to say, but I don't. I got nothing else to say, Jack.
Phil's are back.
He's Fritz himself.